Dr. Barry Potvin, who chairs the Board of Health, says the previous mask mandate that applied to Town Hall and other town-owned buildings was put in place in August of 2021 and
is now replaced with an advisory effective immediately. Performing artists and musicians, along with event managers at Memorial Hall, may still put in place added safety protocols as they deem necessary.
But Potvin says the Board of Health strongly advises
those who remain unvaccinated are not yet fully vaccinated, including with a booster dose, or who have compromised immune systems, to continue wearing N95, KN95, or KF94 face masks when in crowded indoor locations to reduce the risk of coronavirus transmission and COVID-19 infections. This advice also extends to those who have elderly, unvaccinated, or immunocompromised family members at home.
The directive concerning remote meetings dates back to December of last year, and at that time,
there was a motion made for all town meetings of boards and committees to be held remotely at least through the end of February 2022. But we also added that the directive would expire at the end of February 2022. Therefore, the board decided to let that directive expire effective on March 1st.
So the fact that the Board of Health allowed the directive to expire, does that automatically give approval to in-person meetings?
It gives our approval to in-person meetings, but it doesn't mandate that they have to be in-person.
In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.